KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. There's a moment in Amazon's Radioactive when Marie Curie stands alongside her husband, Pierre, at an all-male scientific convention in late 19th century Paris. We all thought that atoms were finite and stable, she tells her audience. Well, it turns out that some of them are not. And in their instability, they emit rays. I call this... Marie pauses, beaming with the delight of discovery, radioactivity. Marie is played by Rosamund Pike, who emits her own rays. She is intensely, almost palpably radiant. I call this star power, coupled with the intelligence and verve she always brings to her roles. She's brilliant in this one, but the film around her is unstable to the point of screwiness, and it screws up the facts of a great science story. Marie and Pierre, he's played by Sam Riley, meet cute on a Paris street. He bumps into her, she drops a book, he picks it up, glances at the title. Are you interested in microbiology? He asks, and they're off to the research races. Never mind that neither of them ever studied microbiology. Soon they're sharing his laboratory, comparing beakers, checking spectrograms, roiling bedsheets, and skinny dipping in a glistening river. Radioactive turns absurd when Pierre tells Marie, I can feel our work glowing out. I can feel it changing the world. And the film suddenly flashes forward to 1957, when a young cancer patient in Cleveland is about to be treated by a new and revolutionary machine called a linear accelerator. Radiation therapy isn't the only thing the film has on its mind. Other vignettes take us to Hiroshima as it's hit by an atomic bomb, to the nuclear test site in Nevada, and to the 1986 nuclear meltdown in Chernobyl. No one can say Radioactive takes a narrow view of its subject, but the fallout from this expansiveness is incoherence, even in the relationship between Marie and Pierre. It is tempestuous, to be sure, but her mood swings are unpredictable to the point of being inexplicable. And important decisions, like who does or doesn't go to Stockholm to pick up a Nobel Prize, take place off-screen, as if they're too mundane to interrupt the swirl of less literal events. Through it all, though, Marie is a figure of unfailing fascination. Hers is a beautiful mind, and then some. You have one of the finest minds I've ever met, she tells Pierre early in their marriage. It just so happens that mine is finer. An indelicate thing for a woman of her time to say, but when Rosamund Pike's version of Madame Curie says it, you believe it. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.